So I
still just wanted to understand, because I mean, if it's not true that you're not, that you don't go by Chuck Carlos, and that your name isn't associated with the American White Knights, then why does your phone number come up to that when you do a domain registration search?
Well, I don't know, but what's my damn cell, what's my voicemail on my cell phone come up to?
Chuck Carlos.
On my cell phone? This cell phone here?
Yes. I tried to call you at about 9, and the first time it went to your voicemail, and the second time I got you. And it said, this is Chuck Carlos.
Okay. All right, here's the truth. Chuck's my brother. My name is Christopher Thomas. Okay? This was my brother's phone for a while. Like I told you, he sold it to me at a yard. Well, I mean, he sold it to me at a yard sale. I bought it from him. And I've been using it, and I just have not bothered to change the voicemail, because usually I don't, you know, I catch all the calls that come through here. But if you would like for Chuck to call you, I will give him your phone number today. If you want to talk, if you want to talk to, hang on. If you want to talk to an idiot about the Ku Klux Klan, then you talk to Chuck. Okay, but if you want to talk to somebody about the future and the direction that the Democrat reporter is taking, then you can talk to me. All right, but if you wish to talk to my brother, sir, today, around lunchtime, I will have him call you. And I'm sure he will answer all the questions that you wish to ask him. I don't generally mess with him, because that's not my cup of tea.
Okay.
But if you guys are so adamant, see, he likes to do these little phone interviews, newspaper interviews, that kind of stuff, because that's how he tells me that they're putting the word out. So, like I said, today at noon, when he gets off work, if you want me to, I will give him your phone number. And I am sure, beyond a reasonable doubt, that he will call you and tell you everything that you want to hear. Okay? And then after that's over, why don't you call me and we'll talk about the direction of the Democrat reporter? Okay. Does that sound like a win-win to you?
I mean, that sounds like a win-win. I mean, if that is the case, then I'm glad.
Yeah, that will be the case. Because after I get through talking to Chuck this morning, he's going to be very less than polite to you, I'm sure, when he calls. But, you know, you want to talk to him, I'm going to hook you right up with him. Okay? But be well aware that my relationship with him through mutual parents has absolutely nothing to do with my belief.
Okay.
Okay? Do you understand me?
Yeah.
All right. Because, you know, I don't really, you know, what he believes in is his own thing, and he will deal with God at the end of time. Okay? My beliefs are 100% separate from him. I don't care. I don't care who's sleeping with who, who's shooting who, or what. Okay, I don't really, brother. I do not care at all. Okay.
Okay.
And for you to go, I can't wait to talk to Chuck this morning. But you know, for you to I'm going to contact Chuck today, and, you know, sometime around noon, I'm hoping he'll be off at noon, but I'm going to call him right now as soon as I hang up from you, and I'm going to leave him a voicemail with your phone number on it, and I'm going to tell him that little young Chip wishes to talk to the Ku Klux Klan. Before you call Chip, you need to call me.